What if I told you that miracles aren't just ancient stories from the Bible, but are happening all around us every single day? Have you ever had an experience so powerful, so unexplainable, that you knew without a doubt it was divine intervention? Well, today we have an incredible guest who has dedicated her life to uncovering and sharing these real-life miracles. He's a former healthcare professional who has witnessed firsthand the supernatural power of God. And now, through her book, Everyday Miracles, and her powerful podcast, she's bringing these jaw-dropping testimonies to the world. Everything from impossible medical recoveries to angelic encounters, these are the stories that will make you rethink what is possible. So if you've ever doubted whether miracles still happen, this conversation is for you. So get ready to be inspired and amazed as we welcome the author of Everyday Miracles, Julie Hedinborg. Well, Julie, I want to welcome you to the James Epperly Show. I am so excited to be able to sit down and have this conversation with you about your new book, Everyday Miracles.
Thank you, James, for having me on. I'm really excited to share some amazing things God has done. Give him all the glory. I love your show, and I've really enjoyed some of your episodes. So thank you for what you do.
Oh, well, thank you. So before we hop into the book, would you take a minute? And I always like to find out, how did you meet Jesus? And a little bit of your background, your story, and what you've been doing.
Sure. Yeah, I am a Kentucky girl, horse country. I don't live there anymore, but it's beautiful there, Lexington, Kentucky. And I grew up going to church. My parents were Christians. It was a very sweet little church. We learned the Bible stories, but there wasn't really anyone there talking about modern day miracles or hearing from the Lord. It was just kind of like you make your little list of your prayer requests and you celebrate these things that he did in the Bible. And maybe there were some of the gifts of the Spirit happening. I was young, so maybe I wasn't aware of those, but I came to Jesus when I was in middle school and got baptized, and I really had a pretty good base for my faith. But in college, there was a professor that I really loved and adored. He was kind of like a grandfather figure, and it was a time in my life there were a lot of traumas and things happening. So the stage was set for me to doubt, and the devil came in, and he usually doesn't come with pitchforks and horns.
No, he doesn't.
A very charming, wise, well-traveled, entertaining professor. And it really caused me to doubt. And then I ultimately became a nurse. And there were some things that happened in the ICU that I witnessed that kind of helped me understand, no, we are spirits, and there is life after this. And it was exciting. But I became a nurse anesthetist, which was a great career. I loved it. I had one guest say, if you want to make God laugh, plan out your life. And I really thought I had found the perfect job. I was going to see patients. I was praying on the way to see them, like, Lord, help me with this patient. Couldn't always have time to pray for the patients. We usually didn't because it was very busy. But sometimes I got a chance to do that. And I really felt like I was exactly where I was supposed to be until I wasn't. There was an accident that I had an injury to my neck in 2015. I was 45 at the peak of my career. Two arteries to my brain were dissected, and I had an aneurysm. It was a treatment of sorts that people, their necks get twisted, and these are really nice people. I hate that there's controversy around it, but I do believe that's what caused the injury. It led me to be in an ambulance, and there was a prayer that I prayed in the ambulance that I think is another pivotal moment. I heard the ambulance drivers talking, or the driver talking to the paramedic, saying how critical I was. They didn't know I could hear them. And I don't think I could hear that now, but at the time I had really good hearing. And they said that, they don't hit a can't hit a bump, we can't hit a pothole. It was that critical.
No.
And as I'm Googling my prognosis, the first thing to pop up was for those that survive. And so I knew I might be meeting Jesus. And I did not feel ready to do that. I didn't want to leave my children. I had a 5 and 7 year old, a younger husband, and I prayed, I cried out to God. And I from that ambulance, I said, Lord, please, I don't want to die. I'm not ready to
Wow.
go. Please let me share you with just one more person. And I think, James, I even said, I'll take a Satanist, like anyone, And he's given me that. He's given me a couple of those. So he does listen. But honestly, it was 3 years of a lot of things that happened after the injury. I was very blessed with a miracle. I was able to walk out of the ICU, well, in a wheelchair out of the ICU with no stroke, no paralysis.
Oh.
I did have some strokes, but they were transient. But I really feel like God spared me. And he didn't forget my prayer, although I did. And
never does, does he?
No. So within the 3 years, there are a lot of things, but essentially I got told that I was disabled for my job. You know, he was leading me away from it and I wasn't wanting to go. And sometimes I think he allows these things to happen because he knows he's going to protect us through it. And he has a direction that he's putting us. And I ended up at a conference with my husband in California. I had a vision that I was supposed to start a podcast. I didn't even know it was a vision, but he made it so clear. I didn't even listen to podcasts, James. I went from a highly trained job where I was doing well. I even won some awards and like, it was the only thing I ever did well. Like I was never an athlete, you know? And it was like, how can this be? You know, but God knows the plans he has for you. He knows the gifts he's put in you. And so I didn't even listen, like I said, to podcasts, knew nothing about setting up a podcast, but he couldn't have made it clearer. And I knew I was supposed to share testimony. So again, coming from this background, I was not charismatic or Pentecostal or into gifts of the Spirit. And here I was thinking, well, we'll do a little work situation, put a little proverb on there. And I had these people emailing me like, being delivered from demons and I mean, encountering the supernatural all. And I'm just, one day I will do a montage of all my shock faces because I had no idea that he was still healing people like he is. I mean, I'm still amazed, James. And I feel like God has a sense of humor to take someone like me, you know, no idea. Like they're all like, oh, this is going to be good. And one day I believe we'll be in heaven with the angels will laugh about it. But I'm telling you, this is the seventh year I've collected testimonies, everything from resurrection from the dead, paralysis healed, a guy in a riptide drowning, saved by a dolphin as he cries out to God. Like a guy taken up into a tornado. He's one of the few living people. And the testimonies, they don't get captured by the news, you know. And unfortunately, and our churches are wonderful, but a lot of times we don't, at least in the churches here in Charlotte, it seems like we don't have the testimony night like we used to have. And so some of these kind of get lost, you know, and oh my goodness, if I can tell everyone in your studio right now and people listening, your testimony has so much power.
That's right. It's how we overcome. Yeah.
Oh yes. By the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. And you know, he is working through testimony. And I'm just one of many, many podcasters, many people that are sharing their testimonies. I know your last guest had a really good one too. I might be emailing him, but, and the way he sent people to me is just only God and what he's done through it, to have people email me and say, I got healed listening to your podcast. You know, I'm just like, what? You know, it's so God can do anything. He really can. And honestly, James, I'll be really, really upfront with you. Like when I started seeing this and I started getting a taste of the supernatural for myself, there's a little bit of a caution because I'm not sharing these to, we don't want to idolize miracles. We don't want to chase the experience. But you know, now that as I've gone into this journey and I'm still learning, oh my goodness, just to know Jesus, like it says, I think it's Philippians 3:8, you know, everything else, like just to know him. I had no idea, you know, how this relationship would be. And the power of my surrender, that was one more critical thing that happened after the prayer. Somewhere in those 3 years, I realized God had spared me. And it was the first time at age 45 that I fully, you know, not just the knotted Christmas lights, all yeah. the things that were in so damaged beyond repair, I surrendered, Lord, you know. No, I really gave my life. I said, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll sell my wedding ring and go to Africa. I'll do whatever you want me to do. Just tell me. And I meant it with my whole heart. And, you know, it wasn't until I don't know how long. I didn't even know how to check my YouTube studio. Like, I really just thought maybe some of my family members, maybe someone in my church. No, this has gone to countries, and I realized this on a mission trip. There are people in countries that where evangelism is against the law that are hearing testimonies. Like look at God. So, I mean,
yeah,
it's Ephesians 3:20. Like, you don't have any clue what he might do. And it's all his power. It's
yeah.
all his power. And
absolutely.
So, you know, as I have surrendered, I hadn't, as scared as I was to do that, oh, I'm so glad I did it, you know, and I don't know what the future holds. I just have, my whole life has changed completely in a way I never expected.
Yeah.
And so I hope that people can hear these and can remember, you know, it's so easy right now to be bogged down with distractions and all the chaos. And there's so many issues people are having. And oh my goodness, Jesus is real. He is alive. I cannot scream that to you enough. Like, he's available. He's right there.
Absolutely.
You know? The power of prayer. Oh my goodness, my eyes have been open. I think if we had any idea how much power is in our prayer, it is like supernatural dynamite. It's not meant to be this laundry list of, and it's, you don't do it from fear. You do it from the word of God, you know, from scripture. You stand on, he is a God that honors his promises. And so I just want people to remember the power of who he is. I just pray. It's been amazing to hear even believers that are solid believers say, you know, wow, I'm seeing him in a new way, you know, or people that are new and like, I want to hear from him. How do I do this? And it's just all him.
Yeah. Well, your new book, Everyday Miracles, you kind of compile some of the greatest, if you will, stories that have been submitted to you. So would you just share with us maybe one of your favorite stories that you've heard so far of God working in the supernatural?
Yes, I will. And I've shared this one a few times, but I can't help it. I just love it for many reasons. Brian LePoux was a New Jersey police officer, and he had an accident on the job where he broke his neck. It was an icy slope, just a freak accident, the way he fell and what happened. And he ended up being paralyzed on the right side of his body. I think it was the right side, and his hand all contracted. And that doesn't go back, by the way. And his leg, he went through 10 years of excruciating just trials. And at one point he got up and he fell, and then he was going to be paralyzed. His whole body was, I mean, just so many things happened, migraines, muscle spasms. I mean, he asked God to take him. Like, he was just, and he grew up a Christian kind of like me, you know, not really knowing for sure if miracles were really happening, but his wife, Meg, she is the one, you know, sometimes God can, you get your miracle on someone else's faith, which is so amazing. If you got a grandma praying, you better get ready.
It's gonna happen. That man, remember, his friends lowered him into the roof and Jesus healed him. Sometimes you got to surround yourself with some good people.
Yes, that story of Mark. That's what Meg did for her husband. She, 10 years. She said there was a healing conference that was coming near town. So she bribed him to go to the healing thing. She said, this is Mother's Day, Christmas, and my birthday. Please go. And she kept standing on the healing. He didn't even want to go, James. He was so tired of people praying for him.
Wow.
And I know right now there are people listening to this. They're tired of praying and they don't see the hope. And he only went because she bribed him. And what is so cool is in some of the other chapters, you hear Joan Hunter and a chaplain, people talking about how God heals you in layers. There's spiritual healing, unforgiveness, and peels off, and different soul wounds and all these different things that can kind of peel off before you see the miracle. And he's talking about it, which you just read about it over here. And now you're seeing it happen. And he goes through this thing. And on the second day, he says, you know, on the way there, she was praying praise music and she was praying the whole time, you know it. And he says, something started to shift. And he expresses how some of that was happening. And he ends up the very end of the main night. And he told her at dinner, he's like, the break, he said, I'm going up. And she was just like, yes, so excited. And he said, they start calling things out. Okay. Shoulders, da, 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 everything. Every single thing in the world but him. And he's like, oh my goodness. And his hope started to flee. Even Meg was like, oh, I had to go to the bathroom because I was like, what is happening? And I didn't put that in the book. But he says it was over. People were leaving. And then they had the main guy was done, who they came, like, of course, God can heal through anybody. But, you know, they had hopes of this main anointed person. And they said, well, if there's anyone else left, you know, we have our lovely prayer team and training prayer team over here. And so he said immediately he heard a voice, get up. Now, I know he's paralyzed, but he has this brace that's mechanical really fancy brace that helps him walk. Otherwise, he can't do anything with that leg. So he did walk to the front. And then he hears again, turn left. And he turns and he sees a student. There's a girl right in his line of sight. And she looks at him. He goes over. She prays over him, long and short of it. And I love hearing him explain this as a big New Jersey cop, knows nothing about being slain in the spirit. And he's like, well, I was out. Just, you know, he's like, I don't know. He's like, I just felt peaceful. And when he woke up, he said, you got to watch the interview. It's so good. And he's like, when I woke up, he goes, I came to, I don't even know how long it had been. He goes, but I saw my fingers moving. He said, I hadn't seen that in 10 years. And I knew, and his faith rose. He ends up walking out of there, his brace left at the altar. And even Meg and Brian, like they had said it, and it kind of happened. Like first they kind of got him up and they kind of were helping him. And it wasn't like an instant, he's like jumping, but it took a few minutes. But they left that service that night. And Meg always said, we'll be dancing in the streets, da, da, da. They left, they were in complete shock. Like they're just so human. And the next day they go back and they wanted to thank the young lady who prayed. And she said, you know, it's so weird. They thanked her. And she's like, 3 months ago, I had this vision of this hand and I didn't know what it was until I saw you. And I didn't even know what it meant. And oh, look, God had this. So, he was working in this, and it's just so, it blows my mind. And so to see them celebrate, and they're almost like, they're like in awe. They're still in awe, like still processing it. And they went back to the doctor, and it was just, he's been on all these shows now, but I got him early because it was COVID. I was like, this is awesome. But you know, what I love is that 10 years, you know, and Meg got him there. She lowered him through the roof, you know, just like in Mark. And Jesus saw her faith, and Brian had a part in it too. I'm not saying him. He did go and he did open up and he did move and follow the commands. So, but I think that's so, it's such an inspiring thing to hear. Like, keep praying.
Absolutely.
You know?
Keep contending for the promises of God. You never give up. You never back down.
Yeah. And the people that you are interceding for, look at Meg's story. I mean, that makes me want to pray. I'm praying. I pray all the time.
Yeah.
Like my kids are like, Mom, like I just little quick prayers, but you know, it's definitely changed my prayer life. But that's one I just love to tell because, you know, these are not faith giants. I mean, there's a couple pastors in here. There's Dr. JP Moreland is in here. So there are some people with extensive education and all of that, but a lot of these people, they were just normal people, and even a mustard seed of faith. There's several of those too. And there's children in here that are so beautiful, beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. And does, obviously you talked a lot about prayer in this, but does prayer invite miracles into our life?
I think, well, God can do anything, but you know, it's impossible to please him without faith. And I think that's part of the equation. You know, like it might even be someone else's faith.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think prayer does play a part. It could be the start of a miracle. Just submitting to God and inviting him in. You know, we have free will here. But I think prayer does play a big role. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So what advice would you give to somebody who maybe they grew up a little bit more traditional, you know, Christianity, that maybe, you know, like you did, where you weren't quite sure if all of that stuff was real, but they need a miracle in their life, but they're, you know, skeptical of it all. What would you encourage them to do? What would be the next step for them to explore the miraculous in their life?
Well, I guess this would be a perfect time to plug my podcast.
Yep.
Seriously.
Where we were going.
Hey, it's worked for me. You know, I think that's a great question. I think reading, you know, there are many books on miracles. Obviously, first read the Bible. That's the number one book we should be reading. There's lots of miracles there. And pray and ask the Lord to show you. I would start with the Bible, honestly. You know, right now on YouTube, I have shared some near-death experiences that are aligned with Scripture. I do like it when people hear Scripture that they have never didn't know was in the Bible. You know, that it's really exciting for me, but you have to be so careful right now with what we're watching on YouTube. And I think start with the Word of God, James, and ask the Lord, open my eyes, you know, help me open my ears, open my eyes, show me something here. What do you want me to see? And keep an open mind. When you hear someone else's testimony, you know, some of the people I've shared that I was even just kind of like, wow, this is big, you know, to hear this, but to see the transformation and who they are now is really a testament, you know, to itself. So, I would pray about it, but keep an open mind, you know, and there are lots of different Bible study groups. I know I joined one that, you know, they prayed differently than I'd heard before. And at first I was just like, okay, you know, and I kept going. And sometimes I'd feel so like, I'd cry. I'm like, why am I crying? I don't even know what's being said here, but you feel the Holy Spirit. And then, you know, and God did gift me later with some of that, but, and now I'm opening up to more, but, oh my man, when you open up to him, invite him, you know, tell him, and the more you see, it says in the Bible, knock and the door will be open, seek and you will find. So I think that's the first place I would say.
That is so good, Julie. So would you take a minute and pray for some of our viewers who, you know, maybe they're hearing what you're saying and thinking, wow, I could use a miracle in my life. I've been praying and I've been contending, but they have felt weary. And I think really that's what your book is doing by sharing these testimonies and sharing these experiences. It's helping encourage people's faith and letting them know that there still is a way maker and a miracle worker. So would you pray for them today?
I would be honored to do that. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. I thank you for your son, your beautiful son that you sent as a sacrifice for us to help us get right with you and to give us an opportunity to spend eternity with you, Lord. Thank you for the sacrifice that was made. And Lord, right now, I know that you see every single person that's listening right now to this broadcast. You see every broken heart. You see those that are grieving. You see those that are hurting, dealing with chronic pain, maybe fighting hopelessness. Maybe they're thinking they just can't go on. I don't know, Lord, but you know every single one. And this message is for them right now. I pray whatever piece of this interview or any of the interviews that James does, Lord, that they would listen, they would hear that, it would reverberate in their spirit. Lord, I pray they would feel your presence in a way like never before. The word says, cast your cares upon me. He cares for you. He loves you. He has a purpose for you. And he's capable in just a moment to change everything. I just pray, Lord, that you would draw them close, help them to feel your presence today, Lord. And we thank you that you are a living hope, no matter what we face here, Lord. I pray that you would also open up their spiritual senses, Lord. I pray that you would give them a hunger for your word, Lord. You would lead them exactly to what they need to see. You would help open their minds, give them discernment, help them, Lord, with all the distractions, Lord, to stay focused and take every thought captive, Lord. We thank you that you are the Almighty that I am. We thank you, Lord, for your love, that you love us the way you do, Lord. Help them to feel that today. And I pray for whatever miracle it is that they're seeking, Lord, because that is possible. It's possible. I pray you would give them you would just help them to know that it's possible. But Lord, more than that, you are more than miracles, Lord. And we are going to spend eternity with you, Lord. We're going to have our healing at some point maybe on the other side of the veil. But Lord, I just pray for them right now. We thank you for what you're going to do in advance, Lord. And bless James and this broadcast and all the people on the prayer team. Guys, call the prayer line. It's so beautiful. And those prayers have power. Remember, your prayers have power. And just sit sometimes and just listen for him. I just ask you to do that. In Jesus' precious, mighty, holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, Julie, that was beautiful. And I thank you for writing such an incredible book, Everyday Miracles, where you are literally helping encourage people's faith and inspiring them to believe and trust that God is who he says he is. So what's next for you? I mean, you wrote an incredible book. Your podcast is literally all over the world. What do you have time left for?
I'm a mom and I have two teenagers, but no, people have already started asking me for the second book and I'm like, oh, I feel like I just gave birth. Like I'm a little postpartum right now with this book. But you know, God will lead me. I'm going to the NRB next week. I don't know if you're going to be there. I've gotten a lot of opportunities to speak. It's been so much fun, terrifying, but fun. And I'm actually starting to have fun with it.
Good.
Yeah, I will keep interviewing as long as he keeps leading me to do that. But honestly, I never thought I'd be here. So we'll see what God has in store.
Yeah. Well, besides listening to Julie's podcast, besides buying her book, if you have a miracle story or testimony, Julie, where can they find you on social media? What's your website?
It's Everyday Miracles Podcast. And I'm on Instagram, Facebook. I have a website, same thing, everydaymiraclespodcast.com.
Yeah. All right. Well, find Julie there. Let her know your story and go out and get your book, Everyday Miracles. So thank you, Julie, so much for being on the broadcast today. I look forward to book two or whatever it is that God has in store from you. Amen. Thanks for being with me.
At Pioneer Television Network, we are dedicated to spreading the spirit of revival and sharing the hope and love of Jesus with people everywhere. Every broadcast, every message, and every life touched is made possible through the generous support of people just like you. Your gift will not only help us continue to share this life-changing message, but also empower us to reach even more people with the hope of revival. As our way of saying thank you, we love to send you a book of your choice from one of our recent ministry guests. It's easy to give. Use the information at the bottom of your screen, or text PTN now to 1-888-364-GIVE. Your generosity will help us bring the spirit of revival to countless lives around the world. Thank you for standing with us and for being part of this incredible mission. Together, we're making an eternal impact.
Wow, what an incredible conversation. I don't know about you, but hearing these powerful stories of God's miraculous work reminds us that he is still moving in our lives today. Now, if this interview has blessed you, we want to invite you to be a part of something even greater. So with your gift of just $25 or more, you're not only be helping us continue bringing inspiring stories like this to people all around the world, but as a thank you, we will send you a copy of Julie's incredible book, Everyday Miracles. Now, this book is filled with real-life testimonies that will strengthen your faith and remind you that nothing is impossible with God. And we don't want to just hear from you. We want to pray for you. So if you have a need, a breakthrough that you're believing for, or a miracle that you're waiting on, send us your prayer request today. Our team is standing by, ready to agree with you in faith. So utilize the information at the bottom of your screen to give and receive your copy of Everyday Miracles. And remember that God loves you, he's not mad at you, and has a wonderful plan for your life. Bye-bye for now.
Life can be hectic, and we often find ourselves rushing from one task to the other. However, with the Pioneer Network app, you can discover faith and inspiration wherever you are. Featuring original programming crafted to uplift and strengthen your faith, the app connects you with some of the world's leading Christian voices 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Whether you're commuting, exercising, or taking a break, spiritual enrichment is now just a tap away. Don't let the busyness of life distract you from your faith journey. Stay inspired and uplifted. Download the Pioneer Network app today on your favorite platform. This has been the James Epperly Show. This worldwide broadcast is made possible by friends and partners of Pioneer Television Network. Your faithful monthly support helps take this message around the world. To learn more, visit thejamesepperlyshow.com.